From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Census Bureau released sobering numbers today on income and poverty. Despite the nation's economic recovery, the number of people living below the poverty line grew by 1.3 million last year. The number without health insurance grew by 1.4 million. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The number of Americans living in poverty and without health insurance has now risen for 3 years in a row. About 35.8 million people, 12.5% of the population, lived below the poverty line in 2003. For a family of four, the government draws that line at about $18,800. Children are more likely to be poor than adults, and while poverty among adults stayed flat, the rate among children jumped. Daniel Weinberg directs the Census Bureau's Housing and Household Economic Statistics Department.
The poverty rate for people 18 to 64 and those 65 and older remained unchanged, but the poverty rate for children rose from 16.7% in 2002 to 17.6% in 2003. This increase in child poverty is likely related to the increase in poverty for single-parent families. Their poverty rates rose by 1.4 percentage points, while the rate for married couple families did not change.
Women appear to have lost some ground compared to men as well. Real median earnings for men working full-time held steady, while those for women slipped by 0.6%.
The ratio of female-to-male earnings for full-time, year-round workers was 76% in 2003, down from 77% in 2002.
Meanwhile, median household income, adjusted for inflation, remained flat at around $43,300. Income for blacks, Asians, and non-Hispanic whites didn't change, but income for Hispanic households fell by 2.6%. The news on health insurance was also disappointing. Nearly 45 million people, about 15.6% of the population, lacked health insurance, according to the report. That's up from 15.2% in 2002. Census Bureau analyst Dan Weinberg says these results are typical of a post-recession period. He says as people have lost jobs, they've lost health insurance benefits as well. But Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry seized on the new data as evidence that the Bush administration's economic policies have failed. Even before the data came out, some Democrats were complaining. They accused the Bush administration of releasing the data early to mute the bad news and distance it from the presidential election. Typically, reports on poverty and health insurance come out separately in September. But Census Director Lewis Kincannon denies politics was involved. He says the Census Bureau had a good reason for releasing the numbers early.
They're being released a month earlier in order to bring them out at the same time as the American Community Survey. Normally, we're not criticized for bringing out data earlier, but this is the season when a cough can be assumed to indicate some dreadful change. So that's the reason we're bringing them out.
The Census Bureau released data by region as well as nationwide. As in past years, the South had a lower median income than other regions and the highest rate of poverty. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.